Ready. And for DJC, W2T, good morning, sir. You doing well? I'm doing. You know how that goes. As you get older, things get a little bit slower. I got that part down to the T. Yeah, me too. And awesome. Anyway, so what you up to this morning?
Been piddling around a little bit. Got a couple of things out of the garage we need to get rid of yesterday. And go pick up my grandkids this afternoon, so take them back to their house. Keep an eye on it for a couple of hours till the folks get home. So it can be a little busy this afternoon. But other than that, though, everything seems to be going well. It's just not. It's been a nice week early in the week, but it sure has turned off a little dismal looking today.
Yeah, it has. It's not looking any better. But we deal with that. Go with the flow, as they say.
Right now, what I'm attempting to do anyway, I don't know what the traffic's going to be like. I hope it's not going to be too heavy this evening when we head back. I don't like Friday afternoons heading back down 85 from Greenville to Anderson. It's always we try to wait a little later, so it's not quite as bad, but 5, 6, 7 o'clock, it's still pretty heavy.
That's why I did my traveling around yesterday afternoon during the time when it was not very heavy traffic, so in between times, so to speak. And I was up at Lambert yesterday anyway, so somebody bought my lunch for me yesterday.
No worries on you today, Rusty. We're just in a bad location. You must not be in a great location either. I don't think we got any interference on the repeater, at least I can't hear it when you're not on, so must be in a bad area.
Well, I'm hearing a lot on you, and I'm sitting at home, so I'm not anywhere. I'm here at the house. I'm not out and about at all. I'm just sitting here, and I'm hearing it on you every time you key up.
Business in both directions, then. As far as I can tell, it doesn't sound like normal static. It sounds like something else to me, but I'm not sure what it might be.
W4DJW, you're clear, Jerry, and Rusty, you're Rusty.
It's there, and then that time your signal is clear, so I don't know. I guess we'll just go by what it is and see what it is. I don't know anything going on. It's just a case of noise being there, and I'm not trying to figure it out. It doesn't gel with anything, you know, that you'd think about it being. So, I have no clue.
But I think Rusty walked on you.
I was going to say, Jerry was solid the whole time, Rusty. You got really scratchy. But then you cleared up when we doubled. When I let up and we were doubling, you were really clear. So, whatever it was on your end, Rusty, and now it's gone. W4DJW.
Well, like I said, I'm sitting at home, Dave, and I'm using the same antenna I was using talking to Tom a while ago, and I didn't hear the noise, but I was hearing noise not on your signal, but I was hearing noise on Jerry's signal, too, there for a little bit. So, I don't try to figure those things out. I don't work on them, so I'll let them go there. Anyway, good morning, Dave, or good afternoon, Dave, since it's now about 12:30.
Good afternoon, Rusty. I was just over here doing some soldering, and I just spun around to let you guys know that Jerry was sounding good. But I don't know. It could be propagation changing, too. There's just all kinds of things going on. Anyway, I'm going to get back over to my soldering. W4DJW.
I think it might be propagation. I know some openings on 2 meters earlier in the morning, too. And get back to soldering. Don't burn yourself. Don't burn anything else while you're doing it. But good hearing from you. I know there's some flying going on pretty soon. I did hear that you stepped away from your job, semi-retired, fully retired, whatever. But good luck with that. The only thing I found out when I retired was I found more things I had to do. N40JC Friday.
I seem to have found more to do, and since I retired than when I was working. So, it'll all as they say, it'll all come out in the wash eventually. So I guess we just do what we can and go from there. And also, anyway, just heard you in there and wanted to say hello to you. Hadn't talked to you in a while, and still looking to get a radio from you, but I guess that's late. You know, I'm still waiting on my money, too. So, you know, that's dealing with lawyers.
He has a couple of transmissions. It must have been, as Dave said, propagation. But anyway, I got to jump off here. I got to go back downstairs for a little bit more and say hello. And Dave, hope you're doing well this afternoon. Do some flying this weekend if the weather's good. But I'll be clear. In for DJC.
W2G.
KB4CBA Mobile.
Just want to say hello. Hope you're doing well.
I was doing real good till that dang power went out. I tell ya, this seems to be a weekly thing here with the power lately. I don't know if they're trying to boost the generator business or what, but or solar panel business or what, but I'm seriously thinking about getting one. I'm getting kind of tired of the power going out all the time, and our stuff is underground.
Don't pay your bill. That's what happens, I guess. Either that or they're holding something for ransom.
You have to pay your bill? Dang. I didn't know that. I tell you. It's just, I don't know. It's just like it just goes off. It seems like about once a week. That's probably an exaggeration, but it's just really irritating. And on Wade Hampton here, the only traffic light that's not working is the one right there at Rutherford Road. So it's pretty localized, evidently. They said they got about 1,000 customers that are out. So, and I are one of them. So I guess I'll go out and cut the grass.
Being productive is a good way to forget about it, but I got a small generator, but I don't usually run it unless the power's down for more than, you know, 10 or 12 hours, or it's cold outside or something like that. But I got one. I've had one off and on for the last 50. We kept having a problem with one particular substation here in Anderson, and it would go down every single time we got any ice. And I think they must have cut the trees down around it or did something. Well, we've been very fortunate for the last year to only have maybe one outage, maybe for 8 or 10 hours, and that was it. And I think that might be when somebody hit a power line. But all ours is above ground, so it's not a... You know, they cut everything around it, though, so we don't have as much trouble as we did have, but it's still one of those things that happens, especially when that, you know, the power grid is, you know, it didn't take much to knock out 800 or 1,000 customers.
Well, as Clint Eastwood used to say, I reckon so. Oh, me. Well, the only saving grace is my garage door has a battery backup, so it operates. I don't have to open and close it manually, which is nice. And I do have a generator, but it wouldn't run the whole house. It'd run the refrigerator and probably the blower for the heating and air. Maybe I should just have it wired up and ready to plug in when this happens. So, you know, at least we don't have to worry about the stuff in the refrigerator. You know, but anyway, they say it's going to be back on at 2:45. Well, that remains to be seen, but anyway.
I think I had like a 6,500 watt at one time. That's not enough to run much of anything. And that thing cranking, that thing was like I felt like I was being whipped after cranking that thing. I got a small Honda, 2200 Honda, and it cranks usually about the second pull. It's quiet, and it runs about 8 hours on a gallon. And all I've used it for is just to run the refrigerator, run a small heater, and the electricians are supposed to come back, and we hadn't had them scheduled since this COVID thing. They're going to come back, and we can run something in through the wall where I can just power, you know, just an outlet or something like that, not run the house, because that requires a lot more effort to do, and running back through your box is just, you know, they told me it was it'd be cautious doing it the right way. This way they can just put I can just plug it in through the thing and have it power, you know, something, you know, through the alley. That's not a big deal. Although it's probably not code to do that, but they said it wasn't a big deal. So I think that's what I'll do whenever I can get a hold of them to get back in there and do a little work.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a guy come over. In fact, I think he's supposed to be here in just a few minutes. He's going to sign a contract to get our other bathroom redone. And he might be able to do it for me. I don't know. But this is a pretty decent generator. I forget how big it is, but I have it down in the storage building. I haven't run the power down there yet, but it's all wired up. It's ready to go. All I need to do is just run 110 down there. And but if I need to use my, I have a grinder down there, and if I need to use it, I just crank the generator up and plug the grinder in and use it and then shut it back off. So at least it comes in handy for that. All right, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'll say adios. I'm sure you got things to do, but good to talk to you. And I hope you have a good rest of the day. I'll say 73s and I'll stick around for your final. KB4CBA.
Afternoon. Let me know how the bathroom remodel turns out. We need to have one of ours done too. And we're having a hard time getting a hold of anybody or seeing anybody that knows what they're doing. It's not incredibly expensive. Anyway, 73, have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. N4DJC.
Hey, KI4DOS.
Gary, go ahead.
Doctor's gonna come see me today.
Was to, how'd that go?
You know how it went, I missed you. That's all right, we're gonna do it again tomorrow.
Well, I'm gonna have company. My daughter and her family's coming in this afternoon, so from Somerville, so they'll be here tomorrow morning, and I don't know when they're leaving. They're leaving sometime tomorrow, I think, to go back. But anywho, I was telling Jerry my power went out, so I guess I'll go cut the grass.
Understand. I was just picking at you a little bit, showing the gentleman this 706, and heard you in there, thought I'd pick at you a little bit. I got to get back outside. You have a great afternoon. Good talking with you, David, and go out there and cut your grass and have fun with it. KB4CBA, KI4DOS.
Have a good one, KI4DOS, KB4CBA, clear.
See you later, Dave. I know you're getting out of the car. Catch you down the line, N0GR.
Yep. Hey, you can come over here and help me cut the grass. Oh, me. I need to exercise. I hadn't played much tennis this week, so. Anywho. But I do need to get out of here and get something done. All right, well, thanks for jumping in there and saying hello.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, and hello to Gary, too. We're just going from Aldi's to Walmart here in Taylor's, which is about two or three blocks. I'm just sitting here at the light. If you're doing okay on your electrical, I could help you there, but rain on the grass. I got grass to cut myself, but I'm not going to do it right now. We just reseeded, and I'm going to let it get pretty tall before I do that. Have a good day, Dave, and if I can be any help to you, well, holler, and I'll come down that way. KB4CPA and 0TR.
Well, I could use a good bagger, you know, to empty my the bagger on the mower, put it in my 50-gallon bags for me. You know, the pay would be pretty good, but anyway, we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA.
Yeah, that last transmission was garbled. No joy. In Gerald TR.
David.
Hey, Bob. You're getting there. If you quit sassing us old fellows, you might get there. That guy on the... I got this thing on the wall from ND7J, the famous DXer. Sure. Couldn't have got that from me. That's one of my treasured items I still got up there, Bob. I appreciate it. Anyways, hope you're doing good, and sorry to hear your plans getting rained out, whatever they were. We're pulling into Wallace World here, one of the most dangerous places on the earth, the parking lot. Bob, I don't know if it's Walmart's or where you're at.
Telephone call, be right back, Tom.
Clear, Bob. I'm going in here to the pharmacy net at Walmart. 73, have a good day. This is NGOTR.